Now we are going to pray for Zimbabwe. Lord God, as we remember, Moses was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter for 40 years. We give thanks for the safety and relative stability Zimbabweans have found in this country. We give thanks for the opportunity to send help to our sisters and brothers at home. And we pray for your good gifts, that our charity may echo the generosity of your marvelous creation. We ask this through Jesus Christ, whom you sent to help us. Amen. Saint Stephen bravely stood before the court and proclaimed the gospel from its earliest beginnings until his own day. We give thanks for all those who have paid for their integrity by suffering violence, abuse, and death. Lord, give us courage in adversity and persistence to seek justice. Saint Stephen debated with his accusers. Enable us to argue for good and to reason for reconciliation. Saint Stephen addressed the leaders of the nation. Guide the leaders of the United Kingdom, that they may acknowledge the skills of Zimbabweans and all they have brought to Britain, and that they may reskill, educate, and enable our sisters and brothers here to equip them for the rebuilding of our country. We ask this in the name of him who, as a child, debated with the rulers in the temple, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. God of our forefathers, Moses led his people from slavery to freedom. Bless Morgan Tsvangirai and all who seek to bring our beloved people to full freedom. Guide them in times when they feel lost. Guard them when they are threatened, and sustain them when they grow tired. Moses was afraid of all that God asked of him, and he was afraid of his own past and his pursuers. Grant calmness in adversity, clarity in confusion, and resolute purpose in our journey together with you, our Lord and God, as guide. Amen. The people of Israel suffered deeply and witnessed many tragedies. Lord God, we ask for your gracious consolation on Morgan Tsvangirai in the sadness of his bereavement for the death of his beloved Susan Yaradzo. Give comfort to all who mourn the death of their beloved, and in the power of your resurrection, fill our lives with renewed hope for a world where life and joy are lights to our paths, through him who died and rose again in glory, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Moses stood on holy ground. We give thanks for this church and diocese, and for all that Christian people accomplish here to support the church in Zimbabwe. We pray for Thomas, Bishop of Southwark, and for the bishops of Zimbabwe. May Christian people everywhere remember that Stephen stood as a deacon to serve the needs of others, and may they all and we follow his example in simple truth and kind action, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We sum up all these prayers and praises by saying in our own language and our own way the prayer our Saviour Jesus Christ himself has taught us.